We're talking today with Megan Overby. Megan is an agricultural reporter, farm broadcaster for the Red River Radio Network in North Dakota. And Megan, you also you're a rancher. You and your husband have a ranch in North Dakota. Maybe tell us about your operation just for a moment.
Yes, well, thank you, Ron. Like you said, I wear a couple different hats, and I actually work from home right here on our ranch, which is located in the Montropolis of Binford, North Dakota. We have about 150 people in our small town. And so the best way to describe where that is it is in the northeastern quarter of the state. I would say more towards the central part of the state. So, you know, we, of course, as you know, Ron, all of North Dakota is experiencing some form of drought, and we have been part of that. Maybe not in the heart of it, but it certainly has been impacting what we do here on our farm and ranch. You know, each year we put in a couple thousand acres of crops, primarily wheat, corn, and soybeans, as well as we run about 320 pair of cow-calf pairs. So that keeps us busy as well.
Let's talk about, I guess what you're just maybe 100 miles or thereabouts to the Canadian border.
Yes, correct.
Let's talk a little bit about the cattle side of things. Megan, you know, we've seen the stories that there's been a lot of culling going on, that obviously the way that the drought has kind of played out across a lot of the northern part of the United States, it's really hurt as far as getting enough grass grown for cattle to actually graze, as well as you've been depleting hay supplies. Tell us about your situation.
Yes, certainly. So in the 127 years of record keeping for North Dakota, we had record low rainfall in both April and May. And really, you know, these conditions started over the winter and even into last fall, where we didn't have a whole lot of moisture in the fall, which, you know, like anywhere else, you typically don't get a lot of rain in the fall, which is good for harvest and whatnot. But then we had very little snow cover throughout the winter as well, virtually across the entire states, especially the western half, where they were pretty much bare all winter long. And so we weren't able to gather any more moisture over the winter. We're banking on once April, May, and June came around, which are typically some of the wet months where we can grab a rain shower here or there, which of course is good to get those pastures going, as well as to get those crops out of the ground. Well, that didn't happen as well. And I remember back in May, NDSU Extension was forecasting a 25 to 30% reduction in forages. And obviously, that has been much higher considering we did not get much rain in April, May, or June. And so livestock auctions in North Dakota on the cattle side typically don't sell an overwhelming amount of cattle this time of the year. But however, drought, like you said, is forcing some of those ranchers to move their cattle. And so we have easily, this has been since back in May, early May, easily have been seeing 2,000-plus head of cattle moving through these barns. And in some very extreme cases, Rugby, North Dakota is one that I think the whole nation has heard about by now, and that is in the central part of the state, more on the northern half of that central part of the state. You know, they had been moving 4,000-plus cow-calf pairs a week. And, you know, a lot of other auction barns doing the same. And our situation here maybe hasn't been as dire as others. You know, we have culled pretty modestly, you know, cows that probably would have gone down the road this fall, any cow that wasn't carrying a calf by her side. And, of course, we didn't keep anything extra. A lot of these cattle that we are seeing move through barns as well are, you know, replacement quality females that producers had intended to keep and breed, but there's just no extra resources around. And we're seeing that when we go to bale our fields this year. There's many 20 to 30 acre hay fields. That's just the common number some people have been throwing around. And farmers and ranchers are only getting 4 or 5 bales off of, you know, 20 to 30 acres. And a lot of this hay, we're just not able to cut it. A lot of producers not even churning cattle out to pasture. So that just gives you a little bit of a glimpse as to some of the situations that ourselves and other fellow ranchers are going through here in North Dakota.
Sounds like that is a fairly safe bet that we are going to see a significant reduction in mama cows in North Dakota this year.
Yes, like I said, a lot of those cow-calf pairs have already moved through the system and back to that Rugby livestock barn. From our location where we're at, we'd still be a good couple plus hours away from that barn. But really, that has been the story. They actually had to turn producers away unless it was a severe situation they were in. You know, they're out of feed. They could not physically take care of their cattle anymore. They were actually booking 2, 3 weeks out in their sales because they had put in extra pens, they had put in extra waterers, and they were moving, they were at max capacity. They physically couldn't move any more cattle at that barn. And so a lot of those cattle, we've been keeping close contact with the operators there at that barn. A lot of those cattle, they can't even go to South Dakota because South Dakota is just as dry as we are in places. So they're going further south, down into Nebraska, parts of Kansas, Iowa, even as far as Missouri is what I've heard, and Kentucky as well.
When you think about where the status right now, in other words, obviously you talked about the very dry spring, that sets you up. This is the time of year we normally, I would think, start to get a little hotter and drier. The heat has been a big issue, I think you mentioned to me as well.
Yes, most of our summer has actually been hot and dry, and I would even say the spring as well. I was telling you beforehand, Ron, that the first week of June, we had a temperature of 102, 103 degrees, and you know, we're in the more northern part of North Dakota. And so that was just something many people had never seen in their lifetimes. And while the past couple weeks maybe it hasn't been as hot as it has the rest of the summer, some of that has to do we are getting smoke here from the wildfires that are burning up in Canada. And so actually some of that smoke cover, while it isn't good for the air quality or anything else for that matter of fact, it has kept us a little bit cooler. But to be quite honest, I don't remember too many days this summer that we've had in the 70s where it's been more comfortable. And again, this week, you know, obviously a lot of that damage was done too intensely and too early on to our forages and pastures, as I talked about. But, you know, temperatures are soaring back into the 90s and even into 100s, you know, in western and southern portions of the northern plains this week. And that is not only going to be good for any, you know, sort of moisture we have collected here and there over the summer, it just can't stay in the ground. And then, of course, we're concerned because some people, you know, if they were able to get an okay corn crop started to feed to that cattle, of course, well, our corn is just starting to tassel. So it's just going into that critical pollination phase. And unfortunately, a lot of guys are starting to write their row crops off now as well when we talk about prolonged temperatures in the 90s and 100s. You look at the 12-day forecast and there's hardly any rain in that forecast.
Megan, as you think about the rest of the year, what are you hearing from your neighbors and from other folks across North Dakota, and in your case, your own ranch? What's the plan to try to hunker down and get through this?
Yes, well, I'll tell you, if you have an irrigation pivot on any of your land, I don't think you could put a price tag on how valuable that is this year. Because, you know, that's about the only valuable forage that most producers can get that would be a quality forage. And so talking, you know, just with neighbors and other people I get to connect with around the state, this year they are worried about the quantity of forage, not the quality. Many ranchers are bailing up cattail sloughs that have completely dried out because, to be quite honest, we're not going to have much of a wheat crop either. A lot of that already being destroyed and baled. That's if they can, because we're running into very high levels of nitrates. And of course, you can blend that off, but if you don't have quality feed to blend that off with, well, then that doesn't do anybody any good either. So, like I said, at this point, anything that can be baled and fed, that's what producers are doing right now. And, you know, on our farm personally, you know, we had quite a bit of carryover. And so I think we'll be all right. But, you know, when you're looking down the road, some producers already focused on 2022, you know, if they've had to, you know, disperse of most of their cattle herd or what be it. But, you know, on our farm, you know, we're already talking early weaning. Of course, we're going to have to do some pretty extensive culling in the fall. So I think that's the point a lot of farmers and ranchers are at. If they haven't already had to cull pretty extensively, you know, come August, we'll probably have to bring those cattle home from pasture early on, especially with, you know, these hot, dry conditions. Any grass growth we may have got throughout the summer, it's completely gone. And so we're pretty much just looking for anything we can bale up and then put to use to feed. And like I said, not much straw, which is, you know, a pretty typical filler in some rations for guys around here. And yeah, you know, over the weekend, actually, we put up 180 cattail bales. You know, guys ask what you will do with those, and you can feed some of them. You can use some for bedding. It's really testing the resourcefulness of ranchers here in our state, that's for sure.
I'm not sure. I don't think I ever had to quote a market for cattail bales before.
But, oh, yes.
Crazy times we live in, for sure. Megan, thank you so much for your time. Megan Overby joining us today. She's a broadcast colleague. She works for the Red River Radio Network and rancher, and works on the ranch with her husband in the northeastern part of North Dakota. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.